Thanksgiving game here, FedEx Field. We're going to have the Giants come to town, face off against the Redskins tomorrow night. And to break it all down for us, the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. Larry, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're getting ready for a bunch of things, including eating turkey. Yeah. But I wonder if the game we're going to see tomorrow night will be the type of game that keeps people awake despite the tryptophan-induced attempts at getting them to fall asleep.
Well, what is it that's in turkey that makes you fall asleep? There's something in turkey that I forget what it's called.
Tryptophan.
They say it's tryptophan, whatever. But I just wonder if this game's going to keep us awake tomorrow night. Might there be some action?
Oh, of course. Come on. If you like football, you got to love this. It's an NFC East battle, and these two teams, I know the Redskins have an axe to grind because of the way that the season ended last year. So, and they still have a shot at making the playoffs. I mean, it's obviously, they've really dug themselves a deep hole, and that game on Sunday just really was devastating at the time. But, you know, the way the NFL is, you move on to the next game as soon as possible, and the Redskins have some challenges, no doubt about it, with the roster that's been beaten up. But you know what? Kirk Cousins having a great year, got some of their players back from injury. I think the defense gave up some yardage at the end of that game last week, but the Giants' defense is rated 31st in the NFL right now. I think the Redskins could put points on the board, and it'll be a great game. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. I mean, if things are going to go well for the Redskins the rest of the season, which they need to do if they want to keep those playoff hopes alive, then it starts with beating one of the losingest teams in the NFL, which is the New York Giants, who they face off against tomorrow.
Yeah, and things have gone south for them pretty much in a hurry at the beginning of the year. There's a lot of issues they have. Again, they have a lot of injuries. They have a lot of playmakers on defense. They haven't been able to stop anybody. And on offense, they've lost their top receiver, Odell Beckham, got hurt early in the year.
A nasty injury.
And they really don't have much of a running game. And Eli Manning has been, you know, showing signs along the way of, you know, maybe, you know, obviously he's getting hit a little bit more. He's not getting rid of the ball as quick. And so I think the Redskins need to do the same thing they've been doing, you know, offensively. You know, mix it up. Spread the ball around. Samaje Perine had a good game against New Orleans, 117 yards. He's a rookie out of Oklahoma who's had to step in due to the injuries they've had. And they're going to miss Chris Thompson, no doubt about it. And he's had a Pro Bowl year, and he's out for the year with that broken leg. But you know what? It's a Thanksgiving Day game, and it's the first ever Thanksgiving Day game hosted by the Redskins. And we played in Detroit, and we played in Dallas, obviously, on Thanksgiving. Never hosted a Thanksgiving game. So we're looking forward to it.
Yesterday, Jay Gruden was quoted as saying, "It's quite the challenge. We just had our first walkthrough here and trying to figure out who's playing, who's not playing, and getting the guys who are playing ready to go." Is there anyone that you want to see get a shot that normally doesn't get a lot of playing time that you think can do really, really well that you want to see get more time playing?
Well, I mean, it might sound weird, but I'd like to see Jordan Reed out there. Jordan Reed is an outstanding tight end. He's a Pro Bowl tight end, and he's been hurt on and off this year. And the Redskins are a different team. And with Chris out, if Jordan were able to get healthy and get back on the field, God, that would be such a big shot in the arm. And so to answer your question to him, Jordan Reed, I think we miss him. And I'd love to see him out there on Thursday. I have no idea if he's going to be ready to go. He's had a hamstring injury. There's so many injuries, Mary, that we just don't have enough time on the show to mention them all. I've never seen anything like this, and there have been times along the way. I mean, yesterday they put four players on injury reserve.
Right, talk about that. That's the
play tomorrow night.
That affects the offensive line.
Hardcore Redskin fans don't even know who they are.
Yeah, Larry, that affects the offensive line particularly. Two offensive linemen go to IR. What does that mean for the offensive line this week?
Well, Tony Bergstrom's going to have to start at center. He was brought in midway through the year. I think you have a couple of options at left guard. Ari Quanjo, who's out of DeMatha High School, who was drafted by the team a few years back, he might get the start at left guard. Tyon Seki, who was a backup tackle, played left guard during the game against New Orleans and did quite well. So I think the fact is they've gotten some of their guys healthy who had been banged up while some other guys have gotten hurt. Just the way the season's unfolded. But no team will show mercy on you. They're going to have to figure out a way to win this game, you know, to keep it all alive, try to get to 500. And they play Dallas next Thursday, so it's kind of an odd schedule the next 2 weeks. So Thursday nights on WMAL,
That's next, right.
2 weeks are going to be very exciting.
As people are fighting over pumpkin pie, what time tomorrow night do they tune in?
Well, 7:30 with the pregame, 8:30 with the kickoff, and Sonny Jurgensen, Chris Cooley, Doc Walker, we're going to be ready to go.
All right, Larry Michael, that's the voice show here on Thanksgiving
evening.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Take you into
Same
that.
To you guys. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care, sirs.